Third parak of Megillah Mishnah Beis. Ein Mochen Beis HaKnesses Ela Al Tanai Sheim Yirtzu Yachziru De Rabbi Meir. Some structure that was used as a shul. So the Ketushas Beis HaKnesses. Rabbi Meir says you are not allowed to sell it in a fashion that will permanently lose its Kedusha, even if you can use its money to buy another shul, because that's considered to be Zoyin. You have to make a condition that the one who bought it will give it back to you if they want to buy it back. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. You can sell it for a permanent sale, but for four things you cannot sell it, because these things are things that are real bizoyan. The merchatz can make into a bathhouse, the busaki, a tannery, which has a foul smell from the heights, the tefila, a place, a mikveh, ula beis hamayim, and a bathroom. Yeah. Now, it says that this is only when it's sold in a regular fashion, but there's a way of selling it that had something called Shiva Toivei Ha'ir B'mayim Anshei Ha'ir, which basically means that the ones in charge of the town, together with the members of the town, decide to sell it. In such a case, they could sell it completely, and it will have no Kedusha left, because it was originally built Al Das, the whole town, and if the whole town agreed that they're getting rid of it, that they're transferring it, then the remaining area has no Kedusha. Yeah, the end of the Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Moichim Oisir L'Shem Chotzer V'Lakeach, Mash Yirtzi Yas. Rabbi Yehuda says that one can sell a shul as a chotzer, and not specifically for a bathhouse and a tannery. And afterwards, once L'Lakeach bought it for any use he wants, he has the privilege of deciding what he wants to use it. He could even use it for a bathhouse. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We don't pass on that way. We pass on that if a shul is sold, it should not be used for these tashmish bzuyim, these degrading uses.